Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
John, do you know what time of year it is?
Well, Halloween is over and the holidays are right around the corner. That makes it engagement season.
Get ready to have your Insta feed flooded with engagement ring selfies and your weekends flooded with hunting for the perfect wedding gift.
Come on, Darren. It's almost 2019. We've got Zola now. Wedding gift guessing games are a thing of the past. Zola takes the stress out of wedding planning with free wedding websites, your dream wedding registry, affordable save the dates and invitations, and easy to use planning tools. It's never been more convenient to manage everything online and in one place. It saves a ton of time for couples.
You and your Pookie get to start with a free wedding website that's super easy and just takes a few minutes to set up. There are tons of website designs to choose from. You can add photos, stories about who you met, travel, and accommodation info for your guests. Even an FAQ section to answer awkward questions like whether your cousin Trent can bring a plus one.
Then you and your sugar plum can build your dream registry. Zola makes registering for newlywed life super easy. They've got the widest selection of gifts, over 500 top brands at all different price points. You can also create funds for your honeymoon, future home, new puppy, whatever you want. There's something for everyone to give.
Ooh, they also have the best completion discount. 20% off remaining gifts on your registry starting right after your big day.
To start your free wedding website and also get $50 off your registry on Zola, go to zola.com/martinis.
That's zola.com/martinis.
Hi, y'all.
Hi, everyone.
It's another shot.
It is.
We've been doing these since when? May?
Sure.
I feel like that sounds right.
Yeah, May? Minus whatever number this is. So right. This feels good to me.
Well, we have some interesting... We want to recount a really fun thing that we did last week.
Recap, yeah.
Recap, yes. Yeah. What did I say?
Recount, but I think you're in that Florida ballot box, like midterm election mode.
Yeah, the news cycle mode.
We did a family trip.
Tell everybody. Just go right ahead.
We went to Taco Bell.
And it was amazing.
It was amazing. It was the four of us. It was me, Matt, John, and Tony. Megan, unfortunately, couldn't make it that day. She was invited, though, because I don't want anyone thinking that, you know, we're not inviting Megan because she's straight.
And for those who don't know, Tony works here at Oxygen. He kind of tells all of us what to do.
He's our boss's boss.
But he's a really cool guy.
He took us to Taco Bell.
Yeah, exactly. And our total was like not even
no,
that
No, I asked
money.
Him. I was like, meal for four. What did the total come out to? He's like, $52. It's amazing.
That's why we love Taco Bell.
But the best part about it, this was so mad, was like, okay, I ordered 2 cheesy gordita crunches and a regular taco.
Okay.
So I'm telling Matt, and I say to him, like, obviously order the cheesy gorditas. You know what I mean? Like, obviously order this. And he's like, oh, okay. So he orders it. And then afterwards, he's like, oh, you get an extra cheesy gordita. And I go, why, Matt? And he goes, oh, because it has meat in it. I go, yeah, we're at Taco Bell.
It's so funny. I wish people knew.
That she knows that I only eat seafood and not other kinds of meat. So why would she recommend that to me?
We're at Taco Bell. Like,
have vegetarian Taco Bell. Yeah. They have beans and rice.
Right, but why would I recommend vegetarian? Something that's vegetarian? Wouldn't you be like, do you have a cheesy gordita crunch that's vegetarian?
I
trusted you.
Every family outing turns into this.
I
you
can't
guys.
Trust him. It really was like our pre-Thanksgiving dinner where we're all kind of like fighting and like I was like scrounging for tables in Taco Bell. Then I was waiting. I totally.
Oh my God.
I was waiting. I was like. I need to go to the bathroom. So I was waiting in line behind this guy, and there was like a key code. You know, not everyone could just go into Taco Bell and go to the bathroom.
Yeah, for those who don't live in New York, by the way, that's like the little code on the door where you have to enter.
You have to buy something, essentially. So homeless people don't live in there.
Yes.
So I'm waiting online, and I'm giving it like 2 minutes. And, you know, the guy in front of me, like, there's someone in front of me. I'm not going to cut him. But I say to him, I go,
"Are you sure?"
I do that thing where I was like, someone's taking a long time in there. You know, I do that thing. And I'm like, but we are at Taco Bell, so it does make sense.
Right.
And then he's like, "Yeah." And I go, "Well, do you know if someone's in there?" And he's like, "Well, yeah, it's locked." And I go, "I know, but you need a code." He's like, no, you don't need a code." And I go, "Okay."
Oh my God. Wait there
for another 2 minutes. And I'm like, "You know what? Fuck it. I'm giving up." And like, don't mansplain it to me. Yeah. What happened? Because you were sitting right there.
So,
go ahead.
Yeah, so
tell
then
him.
We're sitting there. You're not even, I don't think you've had even taken a bite yet.
Yeah.
Guy walks by, "Hey, bathroom's open." That turns out there was a code.
And I literally go, "Really?
Really?"
Because I know what a fucking keypad looks like, dumbass. Thanks for mansplaining what a keypad is.
Oh my God. But yeah, it was really fun. But that Taco Bell, for those who live in the New York area, we were at the one on 14th Street, which, as you may know,
gourmet,
is the size of a closet.
Yeah, gourmet.
Gourmet eating. And we were very cramped. But you know what? It kind of made it for a more fun scenario.
It sounds like a very rageful event.
It was great.
I had
my
fun.
Misordering and mansplaining.
I got an extra cheesy gordita. But the best part about that was like I was going on a plane to Louisville in a few hours.
Oh.
And then in Louisville, where I didn't have like, so I'm going on Taco Bell. And then that night I had White Castle. And then the next day I had White Castle
again.
So my whole body was just rejecting me
full
for 72 hours. Yes.
That's not good.
By the way, would anyone like another shot?
I would.
I'm good with my drink because I haven't even finished mine yet.
It literally has to be a shot, though.
A shot? That's good.
That's fine with me.
I will say, for those who don't know, we record our full episodes and then we do our another shot episode. So sometimes we have a drink here just to explain to you why we have a drink already in hand.
We're lit by the time it's another shot. Well, I am. John is not.
Well, that's why our another shots are always just like insane.
Do you remember? So last week when we did that, thank you, Matt, when we did that like meet and greet. And
yes, internal meet and greet here at NBC. Yeah.
Yeah, we did this internal thing and we're talking about the podcast. Mm-hmm. And one woman raises her hand. She's like, "How do you guys like, you know, do you guys get drunk or like, do you curb your thing?" Yeah. And I go, I'm going to take this one.
Yeah, yeah. Darren
just, like,
took that question.
Don't listen to the live show.
One of the questions we used to always get was, are you guys actually drinking?
Yeah,
I think at this point, all the fans know.
Oh, we know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know.
But anyway, Taco Bell was a thing. I wanted to mention, I saw Darren.
Yeah.
Because we have a lot of Harry Potter fans that are also Martinis and Murder fans.
Well, let me just say, you know, when we were coming back from Taco Bell and we were coming out of the subway into our building, mm-hmm. there's an AT&T store and their entire display was Crimes of Grindelwald.
Yes.
I had to read it because I did not remember it. And I go, "Oh, John." And I like flipped out for you. You were like, there was just like cardboard cutouts of them.
Newt. Yeah. I was like, Newt. That's his name.
So that's a good sequitur into this.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, I saw the movie and Darren, let me just say your
I forgot it was tequila. Cheers.
Cheers
bitch.
To Megan.
Cheers, Bat.
Here's still my drink.
Are
Here's
we taking
cheers,
this like
cheers,
it's a little.
Cheers. All I'm just taking a little
gulp. It's a big shot, Megan.
My drink's a little tart.
I'm sipping it.
You'll find out what we're drinking.
We do shots.
Oh, Darren, you okay? That face, I've never seen that face before.
Darren, would you like another shot?
No, I'm good now. I'm toasty.
You definitely made a face like you ate like 10 lemons all at once.
Well, we went on
that was an enormous shot that you just had, Darren.
I went on a bourbon tour in Louisville at 11:20 a.m.
Oh, my God.
It was a time, and we were all like, we're good.
I was
going to
say, you probably were because we've probably done so many shows at that hour.
I
you
learned
know
what a ton.
I mean?
Actually learned a ton. Anyway, Crimes of Grindelwald.
The Crimes of Grindelwald. So I saw it. I saw an early screening last week, I guess. Or I guess this week, I should say, since this has come out on Thursday. In an IMAX theater, I got a little pin. Let me just say, I'm not going to spoil it, of course, but I'll give you my spoiler-free thoughts,
yes,
which
please.
Are that if you are a Harry Potter fan, you are going to not only want to see this movie, you're going to need to see this movie because there's so many twists and turns, as most of these, you know, all the Harry Potter books and movies and plays are all like that. But the twist at the end of this movie is so flabbergasting.
I saw that on your Twitter.
Yeah, you could hear gasps within the theater. Yeah.
Okay.
It is just, you were just kind of blindsided, and it's kind of one of those things that's right in front of you the whole time, and mm-hmm. you didn't really realize it. So Anyway, fans, if you're listening, make sure you see that movie. And this is not a like sponsorship by any means. I just, you know how I am with Harry Potter.
I'm sorry I missed this. This is a prequel to the Potter books?
Yeah, so basically what happened is this is a prequel in the sense that it's set in the late 30s.
Okay.
Whereas the events that happened in the 7 Harry Potter books happened in the 90s. So Dumbledore, who is very, very old from the regular Harry Potter
books. He's young and hip and fun.
He's young, yeah. He's played by Jude Law. So
interesting. I will say today I thought of you. Because even though we sit in like the same exact place, but just one floor different. Yeah. So today I heard a bunch of the people I work with on the floor, and I just started like, oh, I'm a Hufflepuff. I'm a Ravenclaw. And they started taking the quiz.
Yeah, yeah.
And they turned to me and I just yell, I'm a Slytherin. And they're like, oh, well, that makes
that tracks.
Sense. Yeah, they were like, tracks. That definitely tracks.
One last thing I want to mention about Harry Potter. I recently was back on our friend Sean Kilby's show.
Hold up.
And talked about Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone with
which
him.
Which is perfect for you.
And it came out today. So it's like, hello, everything is working.
Everyone listen to Hold Up with Sean Kilby. Sean Kilby's so nice.
We're going to have him on our show eventually. But yeah, check it out. Darren and I recently did an episode on his show covering Lost.
Yeah. And then I did Nightmare on Elm Street for Halloween.
Oh, that's right, yes.
And then you just covered Potter.
Yeah. So check out that show.
He's amazing.
So what all did you do?
What am I going to cover?
Yeah, what are you going to cover, Matt? I don't know. We'll have to figure
something
that out.
Something of your time, like Citizen Kane or something.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer at the holiday time.
That's not a bad idea.
That's actually pretty good.
Because, you know, those movies were like claymation or whatever. So, like, do they hold up? Find out on Sean's show.
Do you consider, and this was actually brought up when I was covering Nightmare on Elm Street.
Okay.
Do we consider A Nightmare Before Christmas to be a Halloween movie or a Christmas movie?
The ultimate question.
Because to me, I think of it as a Christmas movie.
Oh, interesting.
I mean, I guess I would watch it any time between Halloween and Christmas, so the entire last month of the year. But when you guys think of the movie, you have all seen it, right?
I think of Christmas, actually.
You think of Christmas, yeah. Megan? You think
but
of Christmas?
It's kind of a holiday. It's just sort of like a movie for the holidays.
Right. But not like
broader.
Easter, like end of the year holidays. Would you agree?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I haven't seen the movie in so long that I can't even remember, quite frankly. I was just like half watching it in my living room the other day, and I still couldn't tell you like everything that happens in it. But when you look at it, it looks Halloween-y.
Totally.
So that's why I would say Halloween.
Right.
So,
right. Okay.
We have a couple of the Funko Pops sitting around my apartment. My boyfriend loves Nightmare Before Christmas.
What does Funko Pops have to do with Nightmare Before
Christmas?
He
has some of them.
I have some of them.
That's like, what he just said.
From the movie.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know what a Funko Pop is.
Oh, the little like...
Have you not been here for this podcast?
Figurines.
Yeah, the little pops that I
showed you. This is what I forgot. They make Funko Pops of everything.
Yeah.
Which so I think of Funko Pops as being their kind of own thing.
Oh, no, they're made out based off of other
That's
things.
That's interesting.
Like, how do they get the rights?
They license like every character from everything.
Yeah. It's a big
Pez,
business.
Yeah. Which I collect. Yeah. I just saw actually Funko Pops. There's two sets of Funko Pops that I genuinely want.
Okay, what are they?
Seinfeld.
Oh, are they out? I didn't know that they
were
out.
Yeah, they're out. Okay. They have characters. They have like Kramer and Newman and whatever.
Yeah.
And then BoJack Horseman just came out, or at least I saw them, and I was like,
I didn't know you liked that show.
Oh, I love that show.
Oh, interesting.
It was so dark and depressing, and
what
I love
about
it.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus as Selena Meyer at
The
Veep?
Thing is, like, yes, but I would prefer it in the Seinfeld version. And also, and we've discussed this before with Funko Pops, it's like, there's... You couldn't tell, like even your Hillary one, it's like, you can't really tell that it's Selena Meyer,
but
it comes in that thing.
Yeah.
So I think with the, I'd want all the Seinfeld people to be together because I like an ensemble
for
cast.
For sure. Yeah,
you know what I mean?
This is where it all started for me because I bought 3 or 4 Harry Potter ones because I thought they look cute together.
Right.
And then it just turned into this like sad addiction.
I'm just so excited to see what you're getting me for Christmas. I'm just putting things in your mind, putting them on the list, checking them twice.
You're like, hint, give me the Seinfeld Funko Pops. I didn't even know those were out, so that's exciting.
Well, I mean, if you did your research on things to get me, you
Listen,
can get me an Olivia Newton-John one, and you'll know. You'll
There's
know
a
from
Grease one of her.
You'll know from Sunday's episode why love Olivia Newton-John.
Yes, so tune in on Sunday.
I'm just saying.
What can we say about Louisville besides you were drunk at noon?
You know what? I got to be honest. And I did get some people say like, oh my God, you're so near me. Or like, oh my God, you're in my hometown. Totally not shitting on Louisville because I had a great time. They had amazing bars and it was really cheap, but it was really, nothing was there. I don't know if it was because, you know, Veterans Day was going on. So people travel. I don't know, but it was very desolate.
Okay.
And oddly enough, and this is probably my ignorance because granted I was in Kentucky.
Yeah.
For some reason I'm thinking like, oh, it'll be warm. but it's not because it's in the Midwest.
Well, not too far away. It would
be warm. It's in the South. It's not. It's Midwest, and it's not far from everyone we were with was pretty much from Columbus, Ohio. So they just drove. And I was so
you like show up with like sunglasses and your like you know like inner tube for the pool.
That's exactly right. Okay. They had great bars though, and I had a blast. It was really really fun.
I thought the same thing about Knoxville, which is also in Kentucky, right? Knoxville, Kentucky. Yes.
Yeah, but it's not far from Dollywood.
Oh, that's true. Well, I was in Knoxville for a work related thing several years ago at this point, and I remember being like, there is literally like. If I screamed, people wouldn't hear me type of desolation there. So nothing against it. It was just an observation.
Yeah, there goes all of our Kentucky listeners. No, but I'm subscribing.
I will say that in Kentucky, much like in a few other cities out there.
Super hot, right?
Here we go.
I was with my girlfriend who is the most hot person I've ever seen in my entire life. And I absolutely love her. And I see no other woman except her.
But you're not dead, so.
But I'm not dead. And this is not a good sequitur into that, but basically they had just tons of scooters, like electric scooters that you could take around.
Love.
And so we drove them and it was so fun.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
So, and you can just leave them wherever.
Really?
South Park actually just did an episode on this and they have tons of them in Washington, D.C.
I've heard of this. Yeah, yeah.
Wild fun.
Oh my God.
Did you get pulled over for drunk scootering?
Well, the best part was my girlfriend and I are watching people at like, literally 9 in the morning, I'm going to breakfast like before the bourbon tour because I'm not an idiot. And we just watch a girl just go straight down the street.
Oh,
she's like laughing with her friends, pulls a full 90 degrees and just crashes into like a median. And I yell out to her. I yell out to her because she's still on the street. I yell out to her. I go, I really hope you're okay, but that was hilarious.
Oh my God.
And she's dying laughing. And I was like, I don't mean to make fun of you, but that was amazing.
That's
and
mortifying for
it
me.
It was mortifying, but peeing my pants laughing.
By the way, Megan, this episode should be called Drunk Scootering, by
Drunk
the way.
Scoots
or something.
I have some funny sort of crashing stories, which I'm not going to tell now. I always say I'll tell it. Dan Aykroyd, I said I'll tell that story on another shot. I never, you guys don't.
We need to form your stuff into these shows. I keep forgetting.
Because the fans do remember the things that you say.
Yeah,
like when I look back on some of the Facebook pages, like, does anyone remember when he just fell asleep with like a bunch of ants and like a tick was up his asshole? And I'm like, oh my God, I totally forgot Matt told that story.
What did you, a tick was what?
Up your butt. You found a tick
you
on your butt.
Don't remember this, Matt?
On my butt is different from up my butt. I wasn't having
if it's on anal your butt,
sex
if
with
it's,
a tick, okay?
If it's on your butt.
You say up my... I think
Megan's
you said up
us.
My a-hole
oh my
is what
God.
She said.
That
is
another
thing.
In Darren's defense, I believe that's how you described it.
Thank you, John.
Yeah, so.
God, this is why we're dating. Yeah, he's like, I didn't have anal sex with a tick. But
not
like, that's not the same thing
guys,
as finding
how
a tick
do we
up your
ruin
butt.
Every single show? I don't know.
Let's go to the.
How
we go
do
to
we
the,
segue into the next segment?
We have
which
something
is a
to
promo.
We have something to plug. I don't even know if we should segue into the question.
I don't know.
I think you should say the promo part,
okay.
And then I'll say the question.
Well, this is not just a promo. This is just like something that we are interested in. So everyone's probably listened to the Up and Vanished podcast.
Absolutely.
Well, the show of the same name is going to be premiering on Oxygen on Sunday, November 18th at 7. This is the podcast that put a national spotlight on the small town mystery of Tara Grinstead.
Yes.
It'll focus on the mysterious disappearance of her, and she's a Georgia beauty queen, and she was a school teacher. She went missing in 2005, and there's still like a police investigation like going on today. So anyway, I just wanted to mention it because it's really, really good, and I'm sure everyone listening to this podcast has probably listened to that one with Payne Lindsay. So watch it on Oxygen on November 18th. And then after November 18th, you can watch it on Oxygen.com or the Oxygen Now apps. It's all available.
Definitely watch
everywhere.
It. It's definitely amazing. Before we get into the listener question, I just wanted to say thank you to every one of our fans who posted a picture of their animals for me, specifically cats, but there were some dogs.
Yeah.
I was in my apartment the other night a little tipsy, and I literally liked every single photo. And I was like, if John's getting notifications right now, it's going to be like, Darren Karp liked 108 things.
I don't get those notifications.
I looked at every single one for like a solid 30 seconds. I commented on some of them, but I'm pretty sure I caught most of the likes. incredible photos.
Well, remind everybody what you had asked, though, for those who may not have.
Well, I didn't even ask, but someone sort of posted. They were just like, I love that Darren loves cats, like, in honor of her. You know, something like, in honor of her, like, let's all show our cats off.
Got it.
And some of the pictures and their names.
Oh, my God.
I swooned.
By the way, Darren isn't always super swoony, but when you bring up cats and dogs,
I die.
She turns into a complete, like,
mush.
Just melts.
A fucking mush.
Yeah,
and,
nice.
Like, my girlfriend's been in Europe, so I've been taking care of our boys, just me. Aww. And it's just like, they're just my little babies.
Your little baby.
Why don't you have a pet?
I mean, I basically do.
Yeah,
I have my hands full with two boys. I got baby Tersh. I have you guys. It's like, it's a lot.
Yeah,
you know,
lot
like three children in this room, two children at home, and I got one on the way. How many? I only got two hands,
Brady
people.
Bunch over here with
Jesus,
you.
Dear Lord. Okay. But thank you, everyone who posted their pictures, because that was adorable. Courtney Kaiser asked us on Facebook, if you could interview one serial killer, who would it be? I want everyone to participate in this. Megan, you're included in this, so I want everyone to think about who they would interview. I don't want to say I'd interview Matt, because Matt's boring.
Yeah.
And he gives terrible interviews.
And it's like, yeah, we get to talk to him every single week. What do we
and then
he'd know?
Just be like, oh, the Dan Aykroyd story. And we're like, shut up. We want to hear about you being a serial killer.
I don't know what mine would be. I'm thinking Ed Kemper, because when we just talked about that a few weeks ago.
And he's like, helpful.
Yeah. And like that whole like mentality of like how he kind of murdered people and then talked about it. Like, I find that to be super fascinating.
Yeah.
And I would just love to have more of a conversation around that. You know, I guess. I think there's some really interesting stuff to unpack. But I think that would be mine.
That would be a good one. Megan.
Megan, do you have one? A serial killer that you would interview? Megan's hopping back on the mic.
By the way, I thought of you, Megan, because I ran a trivia night the other day, and one of the categories was beer. And
so naturally,
this is
Megan.
My sequitur. This is my sequitur.
Okay, okay.
A company in the UK years ago created this beer. I think it was called the End of History, and the beer comes in a real life dead animal.
I knew this is where this was
going. Thought of you, Megan. Thought of you. I will buy you a six pack.
That's terrifying.
Well,
that's
it is terrifying.
Really gross.
I will. She was, that's terrifying. That's awesome. Who would you interview, Megan?
Maybe Megan is the one that we would be interviewing. Serial killer Megan.
I would probably interview Charles Ng. We haven't covered him.
Oh, why him? What interests you about him?
We should do this case at some point.
I'm sure we will.
Bananas. He and his buddy Leonard Lake kept a bunker just in the woods by like a house and did terrible things to women.
Mm.
When they caught him, they caught him because his friend robbed a convenience store.
Oh
my God.
And he dragged out the trial for 13 years.
Wow.
Holy shit.
And I would want to talk to him about his process on dragging the trial out, because he had to do so much just research all on his own.
I'm sure.
And he had to like keep his court case going and keep getting it. Like,
we have to cover this.
To different jurisdictions and stuff. It was insane. And he's like such a smart guy.
Whoa.
Except he ended up being convicted for being an idiot. Basically, he testified on his own behalf. If he hadn't have done that, he totally would have gotten away.
I feel like you should never testify on your own behalf.
No.
Never.
Not in a murder trial.
In fact, if a police officer even comes up to you, your only word to them should be,
Miranda,
I want
rights.
A lawyer.
Yeah, Miranda rights.
Yeah, absolutely. We have to cover that, Matt. Put that on the list, baby.
Anyway, that's my answer.
That's
Thanks,
good.
Thanks.
That's really
good.
Good
one.
Matthew?
I honestly don't really have much of an interest
in interviewing serial
killers?
Yeah.
I might randomly just pick Hitler. Just like the most evil person I can think of.
That's actually not something I was even thinking of.
Yeah, me
so
either.
Like, just what's the rationale here?
Because like, have there been many interviews with Adolf Hitler? I can't imagine there were. So that's interesting.
Not necessarily with like 60 Minutes
like
reporters. Yeah. I'm sure there have been over the years.
That's a good one. I might switch my answer to that.
Yeah, not like a real
like profile on him.
Yeah, it was all propaganda.
Right, exactly.
That's really, that's really good. You know, for me, obviously, like, Eileen Wuornos would be pretty interesting, you know, just being a prolific female serial killer.
Yeah.
You know, kind of understanding that mindset. I'm really into psychology and how the brain works. The truth of the matter is like, there's so many shootings out there now, you know, and you know, it's the most horrific shooting. Like, I kind of want to know their mindset. But also, a lot of those people potentially have mental illness, so I'm not really sure I'd get, you know, anyone that wants to murder people, I just feel like has something going on upstairs that isn't really right. I think for me, Jeffrey Dahmer would be pretty interesting. And you know, you can see a lot of different interviews. Charlie Manson, even though he specifically didn't kill anybody, I know that he's so charming and responsible, so manipulative, that I think I would just say to myself, like, could I be manipulated? Like, could I be charmed? Yeah. Like, am I gonna be charmed by this guy? And I think that I would really want to know how he spoke to them and how he, Charlie Manson, I mean, not even Dahmer, just because Dahmer's sort of out there. But I would kill to talk to Ted Bundy or Jeffrey Dahmer. But yeah, Charlie Manson would definitely be up there for me. I would really like to talk to Mark David Chapman, who killed John Lennon. Not a serial killer, but
who's still alive, right?
Unfortunately, in that sense, why he had to kill, you know. And when we cover Selena this Sunday, so in a sense, it's kind of a similar thing, you know.
Yeah.
Why kill someone so anybody, but
we're
why
we're about to cover that.
I know.
Spoiler.
It's the same sort of thing. Like, why, like, what went through your mind?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, why do you think this was okay, and why him?
Well,
and
John Lennon said he was bigger than Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah.
I think that's what made him mad.
I think he was a crazed fan. And, you know, and listen,
that's true.
We cover Selena.
I was just
crazed
gonna say,
fan
same scenario.
In some sort of way. Like, what is that process for them to become so obsessed that you'd want to murder them and literally have them to yourself? It almost feels like, and be responsible for the end of their life.
It reminds me of the great visionary Lady Gaga and her song Paparazzi, you know?
I think we were all thinking the same thing there, right, guys?
Right,
I think
guys?
Everyone
on the same page?
Yeah, everyone's just like, oh my God, so Lady Gaga Paparazzi.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, well, if you weren't thinking it, you should.
Yeah, I mean, then we're not intellectual as John.
We had to start the show on one of my favorite things, and we're going to end it on one of my favorite things.
That's a killer
shot.
Oh, we're
not going to talk about Funko Pops for another
half
hour?
I know, right? Exactly.
That tequila shot took me into a new realm.
I could see it happening on your face.
Yeah, it definitely took me to a new...
And now would be a good time to stop before we say something we shouldn't.
I had a drink last night, a vodka soda, which is my drink, and you could spend $5 extra to get CBD oil in it.
What so is that?
It is
Never
the non-psychoactive part of marijuana. Not THC, it's CBD is used for medicinal purposes. It's not a head high. It's like a body thing.
Oh,
and
interesting.
It's not illegal. You can buy it
oil.
Over the counter.
Yeah,
it's an oil. So I was like, all right, I'll try this. Like, I've never gotten this oil in there. And at the end of it, I don't know if it was because I was shooting James or whatever, but I was like,
it was, sorry, say that again.
I don't know if it was because I was two drinks deep.
Okay.
Or I put the CBD in, but I was like, I could do a podcast right now. Like, I was in my groove. I almost called you. I was like, let's record this shit.
Oh my God.
I am ready.
Well, there's your next podcast.
I know.
CBD.
It's legal. I'm just saying. It was like, oh, that was interesting. Yeah. I feel very relaxed.
Good for you.
How
Maybe
about,
we should do
how
take
about
a shot
it's,
of that.
Yeah, solo show.
We do a CBD.
CBD Darren.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, that's right, people. Get your CBD oil shots
in
your drinks.
Get into it.
It's only going to make it better, I promise you.
All right, so Sunday Selena episode.
Selena Sundays.
We're rewarding you guys who listen to these shows. You get a little sneak peek into what we're doing on the Sunday shows.
Yes.
And we'll be back for another episode next time.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
Whether you're working out, walking, or running errands, Audible can help you keep your heart rate up month after month with their pulse-pounding collection of thrilling audiobooks that you can't hear anywhere else. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog, which includes thousands of titles. This month, check out the Audible original, The Space Within. It's a chilling 8-part story about a psychiatrist, Dr. Maddie Weil, voiced by Academy Award winner Jessica Chastain, who is tasked with unlocking the memories of a child who went missing for 7 hours. Maddie soon discovers that there are more who have faced similar experiences, and the truth of what is happening to them may impact the fate of humankind.
New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/thrill or text thrill to 500-500. That's audible.com/thrill or text thrill to 500-500.